ever. Rob, what's that going on?
Sorry, it's my alarm.
Why is that your alarm? It's 8:20.
Sorry, that was my alarm.
Isn't that set a bit late, bearing in mind you start work at 6:30?
No, no.
Time to get up and go to work.
That's right.
Good. 8:19.
Did you get your thing sorted?
No, it's fine.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sorted. It's fine. I'm trying to pay a car. There's a car on the double yellows and I can't work out to pay for the parking.
Oh, you've got to do it by phone now, isn't it?
I tried, didn't understand it.
I don't think you pay on double yellows. You shouldn't be on double
yellows. Not double yellows. I don't mean that. I mean in a parking space.
No, he said it's not double yellows. They're red lines. So he said that's fine.
They're not red lines.
I know this is not really broadcasting. Dom.
8:19, look at that.
Dom, move it onto the main road where you've got pay meters and you get your card.
You're the one that's got that really nice car out the front.
He did have. 8:19. It's getting towed.
Oh,
if there's any traffic warnings listing on the headphones near Radio 1, can you please just stay away from here for the next 15 minutes?
Yeah, there's nothing to see here.
Okay, thank you. And now, for the last time ever,
it's Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz, only on Radio 1.
Hi, I'm Rob DJ, and welcome to my Monday Night Pub Quiz, which we like to play right here on The Chris Moyle Show on a Tuesday morning.
Yeah!
Knowledge is great. Knowledge is power. Come on and jump into my pub quiz shower.
That's right.
When I say pub, you say quiz. Pub.
Quiz.
Pub.
Quiz.
When I say Rob, you say DJ. Rob.
DJ.
Rob.
DJ.
When I say ear, you say by gum. Ear.
By gum.
Ear.
By gum.
When I say tinky, you say winky. Tinky.
Winky.
Tinky.
Winky.
Tinky.
Winky.
When I say chili, you say con carne. Chili.
Con carne.
Chili.
Con carne.
When I say ding, you say dong. Ding.
Dong.
Ding.
Dong.
Pub.
Quiz.
Pub.
Quiz.
Rob.
DJ.
Rob.
DJ.
Ear.
By gum.
Ear.
By gum.
Ding.
Dong.
Ding.
Dong.
Chili.
Con carne.
Chili.
Con carne.
Tinky.
Winky.
Tinky.
Winky.
What's up?
What's up?
Beautifully done. Okay, so... it's time to meet all the players. Dave.
Hello.
Tina.
Hello.
Dominic.
Hello.
Ollie Murs.
All right.
Me.
All right.
And it's not hosted by Alan today.
Oh.
It's hosted by Rachel Jones. Yay! Now, Rachel. Yay!
Woo, 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 woo. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Right, okay then, yeah. No Alan today. I'm doing it. No scores.
She's going to be so bossy.
This is the last one.
Right.
So it's just
no scores.
No scores.
What's the point?
It's just I don't know. Alan told me that.
Yeah, just for, last week was too, wasn't it?
Well, yeah.
I wanted to beat Dave.
Okay, good luck.
Yeah.
Okay, you can play at home. Text 81199. Tweet at Chris Moyle Show or Facebook at The Chris Moyle Show. The person with the first correct answer gets their name read out on the radio.
Yes.
Didn't stumble
yes.
that bit.
Yes.
Yes.
Right, are you ready?
Yes.
Turn your text off. Move your phones away from your area.
Move your phones out of your area.
Move your phones away from your area.
It's out of my area.
Turn your question sheets over and we'll begin.
Hooray.
Question number one.
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 Which feature was born out of a chance visit to the pub by the team in 2004?
Is what? There was only one?
Feature.
All of us.
Remember, you just have to give me the answer that's on my sheet. So, which feature was born out of a chance visit to the pub by the team in 2004?
Oh, is it lager or wee?
Or,
no, it's not that game.
Don't overthink it.
Right.
Really?
I just had a cheeky.
Oh, come on, Dave.
No, I don't know.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Have you just cheated, Ollie?
Just a little bit, yeah.
Did you look at Dom's answer?
I got to admit, I just had a little cheat.
You will be disqualified if you cheat.
It's been so close.
I didn't. I actually don't know.
Okay.
I've got this, I think.
It's a quiz.
Question number two.
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 I think I've got
question number two.
Which guest has made the most appearances live on the show in the last 8.5 years?
Good question.
Oh, that could be so many.
Yeah. Which guest has made the most appearances live on the show in the last 8.5 years?
Good question. It's not Puff Daddy, is it?
No. Or Chris Rock.
It's Lady Gaga.
Mm.
I know,
David
never,
Beckham.
She's never been on. He's been on.
I know he has.
A couple of times, in fact.
Got that one?
Yeah.
Question number, question number three.
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 In January 2007, what was the name of the pilot version of the Chris Moyle Show cop drama?
Great question.
It was brilliant as well.
Glory days.
I didn't write. In January 2007, what was the name of the pilot version of the Chris Moyle Show cop drama?
It was a. It was like a police drama.
I remember this.
With me and Dave acting in it.
It was incredible.
Massively.
It was
popular.
Incredible. And we had you had American accents as well.
Not get commissioned?
Kind of.
Make it sound authentic.
Got it?
That's going to get commissioned before Dom's Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, for sure.
I thought possibly. I was going to do the catering for that, Dom.
What, for the Loch Ness thing? Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. Seriously, cool. We'll have a chat afterwards.
Lovely.
Okay.
You can make a cake in the shape of the Loch Ness Monster. Mm.
Yeah, I was thinking cakes.
It's going to happen, Rach.
Catering. Anyway, question
we're so
four.
Cool.
Catering?
Yeah, catering. Like catering, but cakes. Oh. Anyway, question number four.
Question number four.
Question number four.
Question number four.
That's unsavoury. Question number four.
Question number Dave. Four.
Question number four.
Which Chris Moyle Show outside broadcast featured the most shows?
What I don't that? Understand the question.
No, yeah, no, I don't understand.
So we did an outside broadcast.
Yeah.
Like where? Like,
away from the studio.
Yeah, you explain it.
Oh, right. I'm going to list some, right? So we did like a theatre tour. We've done Los Angeles. We've done New York. Mm-hmm. We've done Germany. We've done Portugal. That kind of thing.
Oh, yes.
You mean, so which was the longest blag?
Pretty much, Dave, yes.
Okay.
All very hard work, Dave.
And also not for everybody either.
Yeah, which was the most extensive blag we've ever done?
I've got it.
Question number five.
Question number five.
And finally, question number five.
Finally, question number five.
Finally, question number five.
Okay. Finally, question number five.
Finally, question number five.
How many Chris Moyle shows, including the team with Sarah and Vernon fill-ins, have there been since January the 5th, 2004?
Oh, whoa.
Really?
This is according to JamieC21 on chrismoyles.net. A, 898.
You could sort of work it out, couldn't you, I suppose?
Well, we could.
Yeah, sort
of. Let's just start counting.
It involves counting for you.
I know.
1, 2, 3.
Okay. B, 1,398, or C, 1,898.
Wowzers.
So how many Chris Moyle shows have there been since January the 5th, 2004?
Not enough.
898, 1,398, or 1,898?
All
right.
Take a guess if you don't know.
I think I know.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
I think Al had mentioned it the other week, but I can't remember what he said because I wasn't paying attention. Is that true? Did you mention
yes,
it?
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Hang on.
Wait a minute.
All right, so that's all the questions.
I'm struggling.
So, now for round two?
Yep.
Here's round two of the pop quiz, the music round.
All right. Is it a special category this week?
Yes. Oh, yes, it is. Special parody round.
It's a special parody round, Ollie. You ready?
Woo-hoo!
Here we go.
Five clips, as quickly as you can. Write down the artist. Here we go.
So we write down the original.
The title. Oh, no, the title
of the parody.
The new title.
Yes.
All right, so the title of the parody. Right. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. She said, have you met my sister that looks like your dad? You might get to the gig, although your chances are slim. That's the worst thing about down south. The food's so dry it gets stuck right in my mouth.
He apologized and offered me 10% off my next delivery.
How did this record get to number one? It's just a steaming pile of musical dung.
I've got all five.
That was good.
I've only got three.
I got four.
I don't know the last one.
That was too quick for me. I only got
really
one.
Quick.
One
more.
Oh, yes, I have got it. Yeah, I have got it.
Did you write all of them?
Yeah.
Can we go once
so
more?
So you wrote all five?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't remember the last one.
Do you want to go again?
One more,
got
please.
It now.
Yeah.
Okay.
She said, have you met my sister that looks like your dad? You might get to the gig, although your chances are slim. That's the worst thing about down south. The food's so dry it gets stuck right in my mouth.
So funny.
He apologized and offered me 10% off my next delivery.
How did this record get to number one? It's just a steaming pile of musical dung.
Why did you say that on the air? Don't you just went like that? Switch the microphones off. Switch the microphones off. Switched all the microphones off. And then talk back, he just went, Greg, can you just put the 8:30 news in? Thank you.
Sorry.
I thought it was like some major issue.
Mm.
No.
Right, so there you go. That's it then. Oh, no.
It's Rob DJ's Monday Night Pop Quiz. Only on Radio 1.
So, five questions, five parody song titles. Look at Ollie, he's struggling. I think he's struggling on number one.
No, I'm just I'm definitely got.
Stop cheating.
Yeah.
Cheater bits.
Who do you think you are, Tina? Mm.
Hey. That's what Tina does.
I'm just trying.
Got the answers on my
own. Just don't want to lose.
When do we do the answers?
After news.
After the news. How do you think you've done, Ollie?
I think I've done 5 out of 10.
I
5 out of 10.
I've got.
How do you think you've done, Chris?
7 out of 10.
You think you've beaten Dave because Dave always wins?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
How many do you think you've got? 8.
I don't know. I haven't worked it out yet.
You got all 5 of the music?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Yes.
Me too.
And 5 of the other ones.
That's means 10 then.
Yeah, yeah, no, you're right. That is 10.
you think you got all 5?
No, you know what? I don't think I've got them all right on the first one because they're guesses, some of them.
All right, well, we'll find out. And how did you do at home, ladies and gentlemen? Well, we'll find out very shortly. What did the answer to Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz after the news?
Quick production issue. Dom, do you need me to move your car?
No.
Okay, fine.
You sure? Really?
Really?
A production issue.
It's fine. I've just had a text from somebody who said it's fine.
Oh, really? I wanted to go for a little drive.
I know you didn't. That's why I'm saying no.
Oh, what?
So is it sorted?
Yes, thank you.
Where are your keys?
In a secret place.
I bet they're in your bag.
Go for a drive anyway,
yeah, go
Dave.
And get them. Dave, go and get them. And Dave, take a picture of yourself as well while you're driving really fast.
You're not insured. You're not insured.
Yeah. Hello? And you're also not allowed to take a picture of yourself while you're driving.
Oh, yes. No, it doesn't matter. You're not covered on this one. I promise.
What would happen if he took your car for a little spin around the block?
I would get into big trouble.
It's not your car, is it?
Exactly.
It's been lent to you.
Yes, I was borrowing it for the weekend. 8:30.
You know, Dave is now... He's not. He's now got your bag.
He's not.
He has. Look.
Look at Dom's face.
Actually, I've got the keys on me, actually.
No, you haven't.
Have I not?
Have you?
He's found them. He's such a good.
Good luck, Dave. We'll see you about 9:30. There you go.
He's off to Dover.
Yeah. Mate, he's driving to Dover and back in that car you've got. He'll be back in 20 minutes. All right, the answers to Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz coming up after the news of sport with Dominic and Tina. Here we go.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC Radio 1.
It's exactly 8:31.
Not very warm. 8:34 now.
Ollie, am I right?
Maybe.
Sorry about that. Just asking. I just asked Ollie who's going to win X Factor this year.
Right.
So I can get my bet in early.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not daft, me.
Yeah, getting there.
It's been a good year.
So are you doing judges' houses and all that?
No, Unfortunately, I've missed that all because I've been working. I've been doing the extra factor. I've been meeting some of the contestants, so right. I've been involved in the show.
And you're back for the live shows.
Yes, I'm back for the live shows. I'm very, very excited about it. It's going to be a really great year. I think, you know, I'm not just saying it because I've been from the show, and I'm worked for the show, and obviously Simon's my boss. But
so you and Flack
actually,
again?
The show's really good this year. I really like it. Huh?
So you and Flack again?
Yes, me and Flack are doing it. She's done a great job. Do you know what? She's been travelling around. She's done all the boot camp, all the auditions.
Who's she going
houses.
To date this year? Is there another new boy band that she can go out with?
Don't be mean.
No, I'm just saying, you know.
She's not going to date anyone. No. To make sure we're both single on the show.
Apparently she... Ollie, I want to tell me if this is true or not, but I heard a rumour that somebody had said that they overheard Caroline Flack saying, you know what, I'm done with this. I need a proper mature man. I need somebody a lot older. So she's looking at an 18-year-old, is that right? Good date?
Oh, Chris, stop it.
Is that true?
Stop. Don't be mean.
I'm not being mean.
Yes, you are.
I'm not... Oh, listen. I think she can handle it.
Flackus is great.
By the sounds of things.
She's brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm just...
She's great. No, so we're going to have a... We're looking very, very much looking forward to this year. It's going to be good.
She could go with somebody from The Wanted or something like that. Or, you know...
It's true.
Pub quiz.
Tell you what, the lads in S Club Juniors have got to be about 17, 18 now, haven't they? She can give them a call.
Chris. Stop
what?
Me. Can we give the questions now?
Sure. Okay.
Please.
No, it's answers next.
Yeah, we've done the questions. And now, let's do the answers.
It's Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz.
It's always in that order.
Only on Radio 1.
Here's Rob DJ.
Thanks. Let's get on with part two.
Okay, fair enough. Rachel, over to you.
Right then, here's the answers then. So, question number one.
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 Go what? To Ollie first for everything.
Okay, which feature was born out of a chance visit to the pub by Team in 2004, or by the Team in 2004? Aled's got the listener.
Well done to Ian in Northwich for getting it right first.
Nice one.
Well done, Ian.
Ollie.
Well done, Ian. I put Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz.
Dom?
That's exactly what I put as well.
Tina.
Me too.
Dave.
Hello, also.
Hello, also.
Me.
Chris.
Thrice, yes. I have.
Excellent. You're all right.
Yes!
Well done, Ollie. You've got your point.
Question number two.
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 Which guest has made the most appearances live on the show in the last 8.5 years? Aled?
Well done to Graham and Hankley Common.
Yeah.
Well done, Graham.
Let's go to Big Head Ollie Mers. Who have you written down?
I'm for myself.
There you go.
How many times have you been on the show?
No, because I did the week. I've been here a few times. I think maybe 3 or 4 times before that. So that would have been four days.
That shouldn't be allowed, though.
Plus 5 days for the week. So that's 9 days.
That doesn't count.
You weren't a guest, though. You were a team member.
Hey, smarty pants.
But I put Ollie Mers for that reason, because he was in for those 5 days.
That's because you love Ollie.
Tina?
My options were Lord Sugar or Davina McCall.
Ooh. And which
the
one?
Apprentice and Big Brother, Davina.
Dave?
Davina.
I put Davina as well.
Davina is correct.
Yeah! In your face, Mers!
Yeah, but she's only done 7, 8 shows. I've done 9.
Question number three.
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 In January 2007, what was the name of the pilot version of the Chris Moyle Show cop drama, Aled?
Well done, John in Rill.
Well done, John in Rill.
You two are really good together.
Hey, let's get the travel.
This beautiful Nissan Micra.
Thanks, Rachel. Yes, let's have a look at the roads. You're really good. You're slick. Oh,
you stay classy out there.
Right, the time is 8:38. Thank you, Aled.
Thanks, Aled. What have you got?
Oh, Rachel, you really do crack me up.
It's a bit like Watchdog.
We finally found something that we can actually do together, Aled.
Amazing.
We've worked with each other for about 7 years.
Right, what was the name of the pilot version of the cop drama we did? Ollie?
I haven't got a clue. I put Moyles and Vitti.
Oh, that's clever.
That's as good as I got.
That's inspired.
Tom?
Cock it and pull it.
Oh, Tina.
I can remember.
Dave.
Cock it and pull it.
Chris.
The best quad drama. Cock it and pull it.
We're from New York.
Oh, yeah. It was cock it and pull it.
Cock it and
with Dave's
cock
very,
it and pull it.
Very odd Mexican accent.
It was not Mexican. It was clearly New York.
Right.
By the way, Dominic, I've got news for you. You know you're trying to push this Loch Ness Monster show. Yeah. Dave just signed a 22-part series deal for cock it and pull it.
In your face, chicken man.
It was brilliant, cock it and pull it. I enjoyed it.
Question number four.
Question number four.
Question number four.
Question number four.
Right, chicken man.
Right,
question
anyway,
four.
Which original show outside broadcast featured the most shows? Ollie.
I didn't have nothing for this.
I mimed
sorry.
The answer to you.
I couldn't understand it. Portugal.
I forgot to come to Aled.
Damien in Leeds. Well done, Damien.
Well done, Damien.
Well done, Damien. Well done, Damien.
Dave.
Portugal, 2004.
Tina.
I put Germany, even though I wasn't there.
Dom.
Portugal, I put.
Chris.
Portugal.
Was Germany.
Oh!
Shows.
No
I
way.
I wasn't even there.
We were in Portugal longer than Germany.
Portugal were 11 shows.
I thought we were
no.
in Portugal.
No.
I think tonight I counted
that's
them.
You were there for a month.
We counted them together last night.
You were in Portugal for a month.
Portugal was a longer blag than Germany.
Dave.
I'll say blag.
It wasn't a blag.
Oh, how many shows
tension
in Germany?
Tension in the studio. Tension in the studio.
Shows.
Really?
No way.
Do we
way.
Get out there a little bit earlier?
I don't think
anyway,
so.
The answer's Germany on this sheet.
Stupid game.
With respect, I disagree.
Well, you can shut up, Dave. Question number five.
Question number finally.
And finally, question number five.
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 How many Chris Moyle shows, including the team with Sarah and Vernon fill-ins, have there been since January the 5th, 2004? A, 898. B, 1,398, or C, 1,898. Aled?
Well done, Carl, in Kidderminster!
I'm from Kidderminster! What's your name again, Aled?
Carl!
I know a Carl! From Kidderminster, Carl's Carpets! He does lovely Axminster!
What is the carpet time?
And the Great Shag! Pile carpet and discounted rates!
There you go.
Yes! Do you fancy any carpet, Ollie?
Yeah, please.
Would
what
you
kind of carpet
like
do you
Axminster?
Spinster? What's a spinster?
No, Axminster! Go out!
Ollie!
Oh, I went for C because I looked at Dom's paper.
Oh, right.
I think it's C. I think it's 1898.
I went B.
I went B.
I worked it out and I think it's C.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I did
five shows a week times 44 weeks a year because we have 8 weeks holiday, don't we?
Yeah, it's right? About 220
shows a
year. 220,
then times by eight, it's already well over the 1600, yeah. So it's got to be 898.
Yeah. Well, Dave, it is correct.
Yes! Wow.
1,898.
Come on.
Wow.
Wonderful show.
Is that up to when?
Friday.
Wow. 1,898 radio shows. Mm. God, that's you get less community service if you ram raid Dixon's. Wow. All right, so well done. I'm doing bad here. I've only got three.
Okay, music round then.
Music round.
Here's round two of the pub quiz, the music round. Five clips, as quickly as you can. Write down the artist. Here we go.
All right, here we go then. Name the parody.
She said, have you met my sister that looks like your dad?
Come on, Ollie.
I just put sister looks like dad.
Brilliant. Yeah, what a parody that is. She just looks like dad. Yes, she does.
I thought that was going to be a trick. I thought there were going to be a couple of trick ones in there, so it's, you actually say
it's in the voice. That's the clue. I'm singing like I do on the track. All right,
His sister loves dad, I think.
Where am I from? Have a go.
You're from Somerset.
Right.
It's not sister.
And we're
loves
singing
dad.
About a girl or a boy.
A boy or a girl.
Somerset.
It would be a girl. Somerset boy.
It's a parody of Adele. You be my American boy.
Oh, Somerset boy.
Yeah!
Takes me out to lunch and I will let you pay. Come into my barn and help me roll some.
Believe it or not, someone has got them all right.
Oh my God.
Mark in Cannock. Well done, Mark.
Well done, Mark.
I will be your Somerset boy.
Somerset boy.
She said, have you met my sister? It looks like your dad.
That's right. Yeah, let's not go down that route. Okay, so did everyone get that?
Yes.
Somerset boy?
Yeah.
Right, next.
You might get to the gig, although your chances are slim.
I don't know.
Oh!
I can't remember what it's called.
Even Tina knows. Don't say it. Don't say it. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Tina's going to sing it. And you're going to kick yourself.
You might get to the gig, although your chances are slim.
Donny.
Of course it is.
What did you put, Ollie?
I just put chances are slim.
Brilliant. That's all he's got.
Donny.
This is for everybody in Doncaster.
We are coming up to see you.
Well, we were.
Years and years ago.
We are going to have a party.
That's my impression of Ricky.
And everybody is invited.
But it's to take it only event.
Due to mega demand, all the tickets have gone. But you might just get some here on Radio 1. Just keep listening to us for your one chance to win. You might get to the gig, although your chances are slim.
Tina!
Donny,
do it to me. All right. Music clip number three. Rachel, I'm taking over from your hosting.
Well, I know you are, but you're doing very well, so it's fine.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, that's the worst thing about down south. The food's so dry, it gets stuck right in my mouth.
What's wrong with being down south?
The food is so dry, it gets stuck right in my mouth.
Lack of moisture.
Mm. Yeah.
What's the next line?
I need something to put on my food to make it more moist.
I didn't put this one down. I didn't get it.
It's a parody of Justin Bieber's Baby.
Baby, right?
Yeah. I need something to put on my food to make it.
So what are you putting on your food?
More moist.
Well, that's the question.
What are you putting on your food?
On a roast.
Yep. So gravy.
Gravy.
It needs gravy. Ooh, gravy. Gravy.
Here's the line.
I just don't like my meat to be dry.
It
needs gravy.
Ooh, is this when you still like Justin Bieber, wasn't it, Dave?
Yeah, gravy, before I met him.
Gravy. gravy. Ooh, I just don't like my meat to be dry. You know me. I'll eat whatever. But not if it's all dried out like leather. I will complain and be a total pain. If there is no sauce, I'll have no remorse. Oh, that's the worst thing about down south. The food's so dry it gets stuck right in my mouth. I'm not afraid to raise my voice.
and say, excuse me, love, have you got oat moist?
Oh, come on!
Gravy, 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 ooh, like gravy, gravy.
I tell you what, if it turns out Nick Grimshaw is really good like parodies, gravy. I'm going to smack him in the mouth.
Gravy, gravy, ooh, I just don't like my meat to be dry. It needs...
Hi, it's Nick Grimshaw. I've done a brand new parody of the new Bat for Lashes track.
Ooh, gravy, 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 ooh, gravy, gravy, gravy.
Bisto.
Just don't like my meat to be dry.
All right, fourth clip.
He apologised and offered me 10%.
Dave's finest work ever.
Beautiful singing.
Thanks, your finest work ever, Dave.
Thank you very much.
You know this, Ollie.
That's me on guitar, Ollie.
Hallelujah.
As well.
He's the title.
He apologised.
It's about Dave ordering an Indian takeaway, but they forgot one of the dishes. Rhymes with hallelujah, kind of.
Same
very. It rhymes with
hallelujah.
Ooh, nah.
I haven't got a
clue. It's like vocal therapy.
Go for the meat. What kind of meat? It's not chicken.
Not chicken. Turkey.
No. What?
How many turkey curries have you had before?
Beef.
No.
It's not beef.
You never get beef.
I'm rubbish at this, guys.
No, sheep.
Pork.
Pork.
Lamb.
Pork. Lamb.
Lamb.
You don't get pork from a bear. Pork comes from a pig.
Guys, you put me on the spot. I'm nervous.
I'd like to order one of those turkey sheep curries, please.
Oh, curry.
Think curry.
So, yeah, but wait a second.
Just
do it.
You've
got the lamb bit.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
My lambuna.
Is that you on guitar, Dom?
Yes, it is, yeah. On Mark Ronson's guitar.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we taught the lyrics to JLS?
Oh, it's hilarious.
Listen to this.
The rest of the food was very nice. I had some korma and half of the rice. We voted about 30 times for Alexandra.
Look, did you know?
JLS will do okay. And Yogi and Quig will no doubt say that when he grows up, he'll become a famous crooner.
Matt Ronson on drums.
Yeah.
Should have come sooner, my lambuna.
Love this song.
My
turkey sheep Buddha. Listen to this rock and roll ending.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I love that. Right, last clip
you
was...
How did this record get to number one? It's just a steaming pile of musical dung.
Right, Ollie, you'll be able to work this out. So
right, okay,
it's a
come
parody
on,
of
do this.
Bass Hunter.
Bass Hunter.
Okay.
Okay. Mm. Deer Hunter.
No. That would have been good,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
Very good, yeah.
Okay. What was the original track called?
Now You're Gone.
What's
it?
What it was?
Wow.
Yeah. So this isn't a play on words. At
no,
all.
It's.
It was basically summing up Bass Hunter's songs in
statement.
Three words.
It's a comment on the music.
Can I add what in what? In, yeah.
Thank you. That was the right answer.
This one at 10 o'clock.
Dom, do you remember what it's called?
I do. Yeah.
Tina.
I can't remember.
Dave, obviously you go.
I remember. Yeah. Although, funnily enough, I didn't get it first time round. I only got it on the second listen.
Dominic, what do we call it?
This is Chuff.
Well, I've put Guff.
No, it's Chuff.
Chuff.
Oh,
chuff.
It is Chuff.
Yeah.
Oh, there you
definitely
go.
Chuff.
Why is it called Chuff?
Because it's rubbish.
This is Chuff. How did this record get to number one? It's just a steaming pile of musical dung. And only idiots buy this song. Just hope it disappears before too long.
Are you stupid?
Like this song.
It was the number one song in the UK when Dave wrote the words "Only idiots buy this song."
Yeah. Come on, listen.
I don't think we got.
It's an awful track.
I don't think we got full permission for this, did we?
I think on a few nights out of my mates, we danced this. I think a couple of times.
This is Chuff. Just put your hands up if you've had enough. We know it's tricky and it can be tough for you to listen to the Shiro Guff. Just tell us and we're glad to turn it off. How did this get to number one?
I'm out.
Yeah, it all goes out there, doesn't it?
It's just a pile of musical dumb. And only idiots buy this song.
Need a click track.
Just hope it disappears before too long. This is Chuff. It's not a tune, it's just a pile of Chuff. Chuffy, monkey, fluffy, gelfy, Chuff.
Nah, not Luke. All right, so that was the end of Rob DJ's quiz. Mm. I got, well, and yeah. Ollie won!
Yeah! Amazing.
Because I got three.
Yeah, well done, Ollie. How do you feel? In fact, let's get him to make, let's get Ollie to make a speech.
I've got to make a speech.
Okay, yeah. The winner of Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz, Ollie Bird!
Yes. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure. Thanks to everyone for their support and love. Thanks for Dom for showing me his answers.
Blimey, I'm glad you finished that sentence.
There we go.
I'll show you my answers, Ollie.
Right, because I know you guys have got chucked me out in a minute, so can I give you guys a present, please?
Oh, definitely. Yes. Yeah, yes. We love presents.
I just want to say thank you guys so much for everything. You've been really amazing. I've had... every time I've come into the studio, you guys have treated me so well, made me feel really welcome. And I'm not going to get sentimental, make you guys cry or anything, but you've really been so supportive to me. You've made me feel really special when I've come in. The viewers have been great, listeners, everyone. So I've got everyone.
You're right, Chris.
I've got Pippa one.
Chris is gone.
Are you going to give Pippa
get
one?
Get it together. Get it together.
This one's for Chris. This is like his own one.
Who are you going to give? Are you going to give me one first or give Pippa one?
I'll give Alan his one first.
Oh, okay.
That's Alan. Here it is. It's just really simple, but...
Oh,
that's amazing. So just a little...
Thank you.
Is it a naked picture of Ollie?
Yeah.
Is it that photo shoot you did, so but with the hat
on? Alan shows everyone, because we'll go... It's just that's like a nice little thing to hang up on the wall.
That is amazing.
What is it?
Oh, that's really nice.
What does
that's
it say?
That's lovely.
It says... I can't remember what it says.
Presented to Alan. Thanks for all your support. I'm going to miss your show. Love, Ollie Murs. Album out.
I didn't. And Chris, I've got you a special one.
Oh.
I've got you a right, Ben. I'll come around and give it to you.
Oh, okay.
Blimey.
Well, when he gives it, gives Pippa hers, will that be on camera? Or?
Well, let's hope not.
Yeah.
Oh, look.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's nice.
I don't want to take the bow off. Oh, this is so lovely.
Did you do the bow on that, Ollie?
You're too good. Oh, yeah.
Look at that. Look, ladies and gentlemen, look. Isn't that lovely?
Very thoughtful for a boy.
I know.
It is, yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Have you got a lady PA?
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah. Did you take these to the shop and get them framed yourself, Ollie?
It took me ages. I just thought I wanted to get something really special for you guys. You guys have all got one. Freya, Pippa, everyone in the whole
thank
team.
Thank you so
one.
Much.
Thank you, Ollie. It's very kind of you.
Apart from Rachel. Sorry, Rachel. I didn't
that's
get
all right. You're okay. You could just write me a note on a piece of paper.
But no, thank you guys so much. I've loved it. Loved it every time coming in.
Do you know what? From our point of view as well, you're a genuinely nice lad and it's good to see you do well.
So oh, thanks,
continued
guys.
Success. Mr.
Thank you very much.
We enjoy watching you changing as you get bigger and more diva-like as the years go by.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah. I just hope we'll be there for the day when you're headline reading and 5 minutes before you go and you go, nah, stuff this, and you go off in a drunken rock and roll tantrum. That'll be brilliant.
That's never going to happen. But no, I'm going to miss you guys very much. So, and keep in touch, and I'll speak to you all very, very soon.
Definitely. Aww.
Thank you, Ollie.
Ollie, thank you so much.
Thank you. My heart's just skipped a beat.
Oh,
dear.
Oh. Well, I hope that you're somewhere thinking of me sometime. You're busy.
Maybe maybe we can go out tonight and you can dance with me tonight.
Wait, guys,
I can't think of any more of his songs.
No, guys.
The one they used in the advert, what was that one?
That was Busy. I just used that.
Right.
But Chris, please don't let me go. I don't want to go yet.
Oh!
So you're good at this game.
Yeah. But we're meeting at 8, so make sure you dance with me tonight, yeah?
Oh, hey! Hey!
Bit of spice.
Yeah, and
oh my goodness, is how nice is Pippa looking this morning?
All right.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Time to go.
Anyway, I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ollie.
Thank you. Did we play Ollie's track?
No.
Should we play it?
No, don't. Please.
Should we play it?
No.
No?
No.
Yeah? No?
No.
No?
Yes,
no.
Okay then, let's do it.
Oh, no, don't.
This is Coldplay and Paradise.
Yes! Love